This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Credit card bills and car payments and all the interest Sabri was just telling us about, you got to choose where to cut back, right? And according to Gallup, young people in this economy are spending less money and less time on at least one activity, drinking, alcohol. Gallup says 62% of adults under 35 drink at all. That's down 10 percentage points in the past 20 years, which makes this a pretty good time to be business adjacent to those who are sober or sober curious. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
Happy Accidents is a distillery bar with some quirks in Albuquerque's Knob Hill neighborhood. There's grass turf on the ceiling, tropical lemur wallpaper, and 41 creatively named cocktails on the menu.
What's your favorite?
Probably the $8 lap dance. I've always been a big
bar manager Tammy Bauma mixes one up. It looks like an old-fashioned, but instead of whiskey, the main ingredient is Lapsang Souchong tea that's been smoked over pine needles.
So you definitely get that foresty element that makes it a phenomenal kind of almost spirit replacement sometimes if you treat it right.
Historically, non-alcoholic options at bars have been underwhelming, says the bar's owner, Kate Gerwin.
You get whatever garnish fruit they have muddled with like some type of lemon juice and soda water.
But Gerwin says she and her staff take these drinks just as seriously as their traditional cocktails.
We try and make sure that those cocktails have the same complexity and mouthfeel that alcohol does. So we're using things like vegetable glycerin, capsaicin oils.
Those are the kinds of ingredients that can approximate the taste and the burn of alcohol. But getting non-alcoholic cocktails right takes a lot of tinkering.
They're a lot more difficult to make than traditional spirits.
That's Marcus Sakey, founder of Ritual Zero Proof. His company started selling non-alcoholic spirits in 2019. Back then, he says they were niche.
When we'd explain what we were selling, people would say, "Why would I want that?"
Around 2021, they stopped having to answer that question. After some quarantine overindulgence, a lot of people took a hard look at their relationship with alcohol.
Consumers are seeking moderation in their consumption.
Kaylee Theriault looks at the non-alcoholic drink market for Nielsen IQ. Over the last 5 years, she says it's seen consistent double-digit growth. Consumers are starting to expect zero-proof options, not always because they drink zero alcohol. Theriault says most people who buy alternatives are also buying traditional beer, wine, and spirits.
I definitely see these trends showing up among my inner friend group.
Theriault is 30, so a younger millennial. She sees people her age sticking with non-boozy alternatives on weeknights or starting the night with an alcoholic drink, then switching over.
We're enjoying a couple of nice drinks, and then we're ready to get back home and not ruin the following day for us.
Christine Whelan studies the wellness economy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says of all of Gen Z and millennials' health-related obsessions,
the movement away from alcohol is probably the best of the wellness remedies.
Compared to, say, vitamins and supplements, in terms of its proven positive impact on our health.
There's improved sleep, mental clarity. People tend to exercise more and to be in a better mood.
Whelan says consumers replacing alcohol with zero-proof alternatives shouldn't expect to save money. They typically retail for the same price or more. But at Happy Accidents in Albuquerque, non-alcoholic cocktails actually are a little cheaper. Think $9 instead of $14. Last year, owner Kate Gerwin says they made up less than 2% of sales.
We don't do it for the money. We do it because it seems like that's what hospitality should do.
And high-quality non-alcoholic offerings get people in the door.
People who have a partner that doesn't drink or, you know, have friends in their group that don't drink, and then they all come in.
As sometimes sobriety moves into the mainstream, Gerwin says a reputation for serving a great zero-proof drink goes a long way. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.